Hello, Brian. How are you?
Hello.
Doing good.
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. Brian, my name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists, so I handle the pricing and details for your area. And I believe you've been speaking with Michael. Did he do a good job explaining to you the basics of the program?
He did. It's just, I'm new at this. I'm not going to read electronics. It's just something different, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, basically we're reaching out to you, right? I'm sure you've done searches on Google before. Maybe you were looking for a restaurant or a tire shop nearby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you do that search on Google, you'll get these results that'll show a map with little red dots. And then it's got these businesses, right, that are listed right below it. What we call it is a local map section. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
So that's what we do, Brian, is we list your company there. So whenever someone's looking for hauling, you know, any of your services, they would find your company listed there, and they would call you directly.
Okay.
So that's what we do. Now, the reason that we were actually calling you today is because this listing had just opened up within our company for your category. So what we're looking for right now, Brian, is a company that is a good fit, a company that provides a quality service, but most importantly, that can handle more business. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I was reading through Michael's notes. He said you just acquired your license 2 weeks ago, right? So you're very new business. Congratulations on that. Wow, that must be exciting. You're very welcome. Now, I did see a website. Is this something that you created, or did someone do this for you?
Somebody helped me create it.
Oh, wow. It looks good. Looks really good. And the website, so you also do, like, transporting, right? Vehicle,
yes, ma'am.
Car hauling, construction material. Is that, like, your specialty, what you do?
I'm down to do anything.
Okay. It's not so much junk removal, right?
You're
talking about transporting. Okay.
From state to state or city limits or whatever.
Okay. So you transport, like, construction materials, right, for job sites, correct?
Right.
And then also vehicles?
Vehicles, heavy equipment, RVs, fifth wheels.
Okay.
Anything that needs to be transported or moved.
Very nice. Okay. And then, now, aside from the website, I did see a listing on U.S. Directory, and it looks, no, that's not yours. I thought it was maybe on Nextdoor. What else are you doing to kind of get your name out there, Brian?
Well, I'm waiting for my business cards and my logos to come in so I can put them on my truck. And
okay.
I've called a few construction companies to see if they need any material hauled.
Okay.
I'm doing what I can to get out there.
Okay. You don't ever go on social media or nothing like that, right?
Well, the thing is, like I said before, I'm not good at electronics.
Okay.
See, I'll be honest with you. I spent most of my life in prison.
Okay.
I've been out 5 years. And then 5 years, this is what I've accomplished.
Good for you. You should be proud of yourself. That's amazing.
I mean, but it's a struggle because I'm not good at electronics. I'm, you know, this is just a big jump in the right direction for me. But, I got people on the side teaching me how to use a phone, how to use a computer. You know, that's what I need to get at so I can get my business out there and learn how to do these things. It's a struggle for me, believe me.
Yeah. Well,
like
that's exciting, though, for you.
Most of my life.
Yeah, well, you know what? What a big accomplishment, Brian. Congratulations.
You
know, now it's time for you to start a new life. Okay?
Exactly. That's
we leave the past in the past, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And
ma'am.
Technology is not too hard. You'll get the hang of it. You typically travel 100 mile radius.
I'll travel anywhere.
Okay. So, you know, there is a program that I think would be a good fit for you. Okay? And this program is actually called our VIP package. Because of you traveling, you know, for transportation, I think it would be a good one for you to start with. And basically, what we do is we put you in these two spotlight positions on the first page of Google. Okay?
Okay.
So you'll be listed on the first page in the local map section and above in the Google Ads, which is where we'll target up to 100-mile radius. We list you on Bing, okay, which is what I call the sister company to Google, Yelp, Apple Maps. We also include your website would be attached, right, where we list your business. And then we cover the mobile platform. Any time that someone uses their iPhone, Android, or tablet, they would also find you listed on the first page. It would pretty much cover all of your bases. Now, that program, what you would be looking at with the new in business rate is $499 a month.
I
would waive the setup fee. The setup fee would be waived for you, Brian, because you are a new business. The $499 is actually, I'll be honest with you, the original cost is over $1,000, but because you're a new company, I'm able to offer it to you at a little over 50% discounted. So it would be $499 monthly. It's not a contract, but we do ask you to stick it out with us for 3 months. So what I call it is a 3-month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly. Okay.
Because I've already dished out like thousands already.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised, especially with being a new company, right? It's like when you're a new company, it's a lot of investing, Brian, to get the business up and running, you know?
It is. I've already spent quite a bit, and now you're talking another $400. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's $499 a month. Yeah. So when you've been putting out money, we're talking about like putting out money for like getting the logo, getting the business cards. I'm assuming also the website, getting your licensing, getting, you know, insurance too, right?
Right. It all adds up.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm kind of stuck here now.
Yeah.
Because I want this to grow. I want it to expand. I want it to, you know, be successful.
You know, and I'll tell you, look, I'm going to break it down for you like this, okay, Brian? I'm asking you to invest with us $499, right? And I'm asking you for a 3-month verbal agreement for you to stick it out with us for 3 months, okay? Let's do the math. Right? Because I'm a numbers girl. And I like to see where I could save you money. So if you think about it like this, $499 a month for the next 3 months, you would have invested, okay, $1,497. That's what you would have invested with us over the course of those 3 months. I do have an option for you. Okay, and I don't know if it would help you, but we do have an option where if you do what we call, it's a prepaid, right? Meaning you pay for the 3 months, okay, up front. They give you more of a discounted rate, okay? So let me see what that would look like for you. Just to see. So if you prepaid for the 3 months, it's $900. So that basically would give you a savings
of 100 and some.
Of 597. You would save $597. Because, yeah, so basically, like, how it would work, right? If you do the monthly, you pay $499 a month over the next 3 months, because I'm going to ask you, stick it out with us for 3 months. I call it a three-month verbal agreement, okay?
Well, you know what? First of all,
mm-hmm.
I need to get a hold of somebody else that's running a business like mine, because I need to get a price sheet, a log sheet.
Uh-huh.
Before I even go that far, because somebody calls me and tells me, hey, I got this to haul, how much you charge? I'm like, let me see. You know, I don't want to be stuck like that.
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, I mean, you're a driver. You know that you got to take into account your mileage, okay? How much is fuel, right? How much is the hookup to set up? So your mileage, you're counting from where you're located to that location where you're picking up, and then where you're traveling to. That's all you're...
Well, that's what I need.
Right?
I need to call somebody and talk with somebody to guide me more in that direction.
Okay. But if someone's calling you for transportation, are you going to turn them away because you don't have pricing yet?
Well, no, I'm not going to turn them away, but I don't want to look like an idiot.
Well, no one's saying for you to look like that.
No, but see, the thing is, this is what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
If you're going to start a business, start a business. But you got to have everything in line.
Of course.
Not half-assed and not half-ways. I want to be able to have a price log. Okay, well, this is what I'm going to charge you, sir. Here's my gas mileage, my miles. See, that's why I need to sit down with somebody and discuss this.
Can I ask you a question in all honesty? And I think that's really important for you to have, like, your pricing in place, right? Does pricing hold you back, too?
Does pricing hold me back?
Pricing.
It's not
what I'm offering you. But I'm asking, is it a part of it? I just want to know, just where I can help you with all.
Money.
It's only
I have the money. Because if I did, I wouldn't be doing this. It's just,
no,
I don't want to be...
It's not even a matter of having them. It's not even the matter of that. So I agree with you 100%, right? You need to have some type of a pricing, because when you start getting calls, and I'm not saying it's going to happen overnight, right? But when you do start getting calls, okay,
I want
to
be...
You
got
to be able to quote them, right? So you got this website out there, okay? Now, remember, that could bring calls to you, so I would sooner than later get on it about your rates.
That's
if
what
I
want to do right
on
now.
On Google alone, I just typed in, you know, transportation fees for hauling rate, right? Now, it shows it, and this is just kind of an idea that it's giving, right? $2 to $4 plus per mile. Heavily depending on the trailer type. Okay, so these are things for you to think of. It depends on the trailer type, fuel prices, and the load weight. Standard flatbeds, and I don't know what kind of a truck you have, but standard flatbed rates average between $2.50 to $3 a mile. While specialized heavy haul, which is RGN lowboy, often exceed $3.50 a mile. Costs are influenced by fuel surcharges, permits, and driver detention time. Okay? I don't know what kind of a truck you drive, but that's some factors that they look at. And then you got what you got, the hot shot. You got the drive van. You got the flatbed or the step deck. You got the reefer, which is a refrigerated, right? So there's
reefers,
different.
That's probably the only thing I'm not going to haul.
Okay, so then we don't worry about that. Then you got
yeah.
the key components of hauling fees. You got to have a base rate. So it says usually calculate per mile, sometimes hourly or local moves, right? So you want to have pricing set for like a local move. So this is showing me on Google like $115 an hour. The fuel surcharge varies based on the national diesel gas diesel averages, permit fees required for over-dimensional or overweight loads, right? And it varies by state. Escort or pilot cars often needed for wide, tall loads, adding about $2 per mile, $2. accessorial charges, right? Waiting time, tarping, or even cleanup. So these are all factors that you got to take into account. Long haul rates
exactly.
per mile may be lower than a short haul, but the total cost is higher. You got seasonal and demand, right? Rates spike when demand for trucks outweighs availability. Load dimensions, right? Oversized, wide, height, width. So these are all things that are taken into account when people are coming up with rates. Okay.
Right. You know, by you saying that, it sounds easy, but.
No, I'm not insinuating it's easy. I'm telling you that I literally went on Google just to kind of get a gist of some bullet points for you. Right.
Right.
That's the only reason why I did it. Regardless whether you're signing up with me today or not, Brian, I'm trying to help you out here. You know what
I
mean?
I understand.
So those
are
factors.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, those are factors that
I'm
talking about.
You know? You got computer experience. I don't. And like you said, Googling, I'm not that good at either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in fact, like I told you, my niece is showing me how to use a phone or laptop more.
That's awesome.
I appreciate you trying to help me.
Yeah, no. That's awesome. And I mean, again, you know, this is what we wanted to offer you, right? I understand your stance that you're like, Nadine, I don't even have rates yet. So if I'm getting calls, like, I don't even know what I'm going to do, you know?
Exactly.
So yeah, I mean, you know, Brian, it doesn't sound like you're quite ready yet, and that's okay. I'll send you a text right to your phone.
Can I get a direct number from you?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do right now in the text message.
Okay.
Let me know if you get it, okay? My name is Nadine Medina. Give me 1 second. It should be coming through any second now. Let me know when you get it. It'll say, hi, Brian. I hope I spelled it. Do you spell it the traditional way? B-R-I-A-N?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, awesome. So that is the number that you can reach me at, the 877 number, and then you just put my extension 623. You can even text me back, and I'll get the text message. Okay?
Okay. And it was Nadine, right?
Yep, Nadine. That's my name.
Okay. We'll get back with you, Nadine.
All right, Brian, listen, congratulations on coming home. You know, leave your past in your past. You push forward.
Ma'am.
You know what
yes,
I mean?
Ma'am.
And I wish you all the best, Brian. Have a very
Thank
blessed
you.
Day, okay? You take
you
care
too.
Now. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.